Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed. I'm your host, Mark Unger. Joining me as always is the very lovely and charming Diane Brierley. And of course, the amazing Ross Allen Skorzewski. Engineering the show as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray. Engineer extraordinaire and part-time serial killer. Pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and making sure that you can see and hear us all around the world. As we do these programs, good to be back with everybody. We are back from Africa. Africa.
No, the two of you are back. Been here.
You've been here all along.
Ross was banned.
He was left behind.
You've been left behind.
Yes, just let me in. Please let me in.
Oh, we had a blast.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
Deb, my wife, and I, and Mickey Fu here. Crazy Diane went to South Africa, and we did a series of conferences, mm-hmm. Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage conferences, and it was amazing. We had a blast.
It was really, really, really a great time.
People like me in South Africa. He's
well recognized in South Africa.
I'm actually famous in South Africa.
He is. You should have seen all the people that came
guys,
up
you should
to
see
him.
It in the malls,
in the restaurants, wherever we
everywhere.
Were at.
Everywhere. I mean, I'm
very highly recognized over there.
People are running up, taking photographs with me and stuff like that. It's crazy. Yeah. Then I come back to America and, sure said.
Welcome back to reality.
Hey, you.
Who are you?
But the creepiest one is I was in the John in the airport. I'm standing there, taking a leak. There's a guy next to me, recognizes me, goes, hi. Well, I really like your shirt. And I'm thinking, oh, no, he's a gay guy. I mean, that's the first thing I thought. There's a gay man hitting on me in the job. And then he says, Pastor, it's really good to see you and stuff. And I'm like, so it was just amazing because he helped us out, too.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Dude, pays to have friends.
In high places and be recognized.
So we're at the airport, and the line is like 3 hours long.
It was long.
Okay. And as soon as this guy recognizes me, he says, here, come over to desk such and such. So we go, there's nobody there. And he checks us on.
Nice.
So we bypass.
Forgot about all of the overweight bags that we were carrying.
The bags are all really overweight and stuff, and they didn't charge us anything. So we stop in Dakar for fuel and then take off. So the new crew gets on in Dakar, and this lady looks at the new stewardess or flight attendant looks at me and just grins from ear to ear. And of course, I just think, it's because I'm so incredibly good looking.
Of course. My
Lord. Yeah, of course.
She was just smitten by your charm and good looks.
I'm so good looking that clearly she's just one look, and she's got a smile at me. So, of course, then she comes over and says, oh, hi, Pastor. I mean, everywhere, dude. I'm
what fame
you,
does for one's ego.
It was crazy.
It was nuts. And so it was just a never-ending thing. The only time people didn't recognize me was when I'd put a baseball cap on.
Yeah.
And that's why you see oftentimes really famous people. Yeah.
I mean, they wear hats or sunglasses.
I'm nothing, but that's all it takes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But when you don't have it and you have enough of a look that people always see you on TV, boom, they immediately recognize you. So. We had a lot of fun.
You were the celebrity over there.
Yeah. We got back with all our gigantic bags because Diane and Debbie bought so much stuff.
I'm sure jewelry. We were the big shoppers.
Look at that cross on your neck. It might as well be life size.
We went to the jewelry shop of all jewelry shops. My fixation and fetish was
okay. So look at Diane here. With a ginormous... Wait,
the Bible says to pick up your cross daily, deny yourselves, and follow after
small
Christ.
Small compared to some of the
stuff. It didn't mean literally.
Literally.
She said, I got to pick up my cross. So we go to this this little
China shop place they call
Chinese shopping center.
Yeah.
All right, so you got... They had more dingly-dangly, Wilma Flintstone here.
Yeah.
I must have gotten her... 50 pounds of these things. And they were like anywhere from $1 to $10.
Yeah.
That's all they cost.
Yep.
So, stop and think about that. That means somebody in China made the elements,
sure,
put them together, shipped them to South Africa, sold it for $1 or $2, and made a profit.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
How's that even possible? Someone in China's working for like 3 cents a day or something.
But slave labor.
We got a bunch of jewelry and
I'm telling you, it was wild. But the girls were out of control with the shopping. It was so embarrassing.
Not like you. You would never do that.
No,
how many pairs of shoes?
I would never.
Did you do the shoe count last night?
I may have picked up a pair.
Did you pick up a size 43 at all?
20.
come on, I gave you my size. What?
I may
20? Or 20. I'm waiting for the final shoe count.
Are you kidding me?
You have no idea.
I may have inadvertently picked up a pair or two.
I'm waiting for the count. Come on. I told you to count them.
Lord, please let there be a size 43
Did you
in
count them? I told
please.
You.
Please.
No
43 European.
There was no 43.
Ah! I even said, please, my size is 43. 20 pairs of shoes.
No, it wasn't 20. That's a gross exaggeration. It was like 2 or 3.
No, it wasn't. No, was it? Because every time he came out of a store, he had 2 or 3 pairs of shoes in a bag.
Okay, 17 pairs of shoes.
17, really? 17, it was
yes.
17.
17.
He came back with 17 pairs of new shoes.
And
I didn't even come back with 17 new dingly danglies.
The girls didn't buy anything.
Well, we did. We bought some stuff because I had to buy a whole extra suitcase.
Ladies, you forget who has the wallet.
I was spending money like a drunken monkey over there. I've never.
Some cool stuff, though.
It's like something snapped. It's like I went crazy.
Yeah.
I should have been there.
Dude.
I should have been there.
First of all, South Africa.
Yes.
40 million Ross Allen Skojewskis over there.
Oh, yeah.
But none of them is good looking as me.
I mean, the whole country is metrosexual.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody
their
nines.
It's crazy.
It's like, it would be like, we just kept talking, it's like a Ross, OD over here.
Oh, that's awesome.
You would have loved it.
Dude.
People to OD, apparently.
Dude, you...
With my beautiful physique.
You would have
It was like Ross on steroids every place you went.
Everywhere. Okay, now stop and think. These people don't have nearly the money we have over here.
17 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, forget that for a minute. But,
the metrosexual side of me can't.
but we're not just talking
them.
Shoes.
Wait till you see
know.
Them.
We're talking Italian.
Great.
Italian shoes. You can't find shoes like that in America. Every store in America has the same 3 pairs of shoes.
Kind of.
Maybe 4.
Especially around here.
Almost here. Everywhere that you go. Unless you go to LA downtown
New York City
or something like that.
Yeah, Chicago. Sorry, Ross.
I'm not even sure in Chicago. I've looked in Chicago. But I'm telling you, crazy. Everywhere. And you know how most smalls are mostly women's clothing?
Yep.
Yes.
Not there.
Not here, dude.
There are more men's clothing stores in all of those malls we went into.
Every place. Killer shirts, jackets
shoes.
You're going to depress
shoes,
me.
Like,
oh, you already died, Ross.
But the killer was almost everyone on display was my size.
Yeah. Apparently, they like small feet.
Short and round.
Yeah.
No. Not the clothing, the shoes. The clothing was another story. He didn't fit so well into all of the clothing.
Yeah, the clothing was harder.
It was the shoes.
Because they're all very skinny, very tailored, so I had a hard time. But the shoes, because I got, there's 4-year-old girls that have bigger feet than I got. So it's really hard for me to find shoes. So even if you can find something that you like, which is hard to find over here, because they all look the same 3-4 black pairs of shoes.
17.
Wait, boss. Wait till he lines them all up.
I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them.
No, you got to see them.
You see them. Because you will drool. It's incredible. They're incredible.
But there should be 140.
There's not.
You were freaking out on the Dolce & Gabbana's.
Oh,
those were nothing. Dude, I'm telling you. And I almost bought one pair that were a $1,200 pair of shoes. These things were killer.
They were cool. They were not worth $1,200, but they were cool shoes. No, they weren't.
They were. The only reason I didn't buy them, the only reason, that one they didn't have in my size.
That was God shining down, showing his merciful grace upon his marriage, because his wife would have cut his head off.
Yeah, the size.
We didn't check.
I bet you they did. It was a 43.
Yeah.
It was a 43.
We didn't check on the.
But I wasn't about to buy you 1,200. I love you, but I don't love you
not
that much.
$1,200 shoes worth.
Oh, anyway, okay.
It was amazing.
We're going back.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about our. It's one of these shows that's.
It's all over the place.
If you're listening for the first time, this show is going to absolutely mean nothing. But it will do all our fans who listen to us. We'll be updating you with more of our stories from Africa when we come back right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got it here.
Listen to the Mark Gunger Show, which normally talks about love, marriage, and relationships. Probably won't do any of that today. We're just talking about our trip back from South Africa. Over
did
here
you
with
notice
Ross.
His shirt, Ross? He has his African tourist.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not a big fan of those.
Do I look like a tourist?
Yeah, you sure do.
Everybody hates this shirt.
I don't like that shirt.
Everybody hates
it. It's just typical African schlock.
My wife hates it. Everybody hates it. Diane likes it.
Because you just got to go African when you're in Africa.
I know, but, you know, so I look...
I put on my cheetah print.
So I'm wearing this and a ball cap and a camera. And, you know, who's the tourist in this picture?
Correct. You.
So anyway, we're talking about shopping. I may have inadvertently picked up a pair or two of nice Italian...
Shoes.
But, dude, I could have bought another 30. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
It was like a moth to a flame.
My wife is yelling at me.
She's just yelling.
And I said, "Leave me alone, woman."
I'm crying on the inside. I'm weeping. Can't you see it?
And all he wanted to do was egg him on and go, "I can't even look at those. Those are cool.
Those were cool.
And then Debbie's standing on this side of me, mad as a wet hornet, because he's like, it's like, who do I go with here? Whose side am I going to be on?
Oh my God!
Crying out, woman, let me buy the shoes. So I went nuts.
So we did,
and I got some cool shirts too. Mm-hmm. Great suit. I got some cool. So anyway, I went nuts. The whole country was like a Ross Allen Skorzewski metrosexual.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know how they do it because their middle class makes like $24,000 a year, mm-hmm. and they're all dressed to the nines. So they must spend a disproportionate amount of money.
Yeah, I think so.
On their
to look the way they
attire.
Do
on their attire
and live like. Poppers.
And then there's all the crazy Americans who come and drop all their money at the malls that keep their, the GNP going.
Well, heck, if I could go there, I'd do the same stinking thing.
Yeah, I think I made a lot of salespeople happy, I'll tell you that. They love to see me. Yeah. So I'm going to hear Ross, $500, man.
It's already been spent.
You spent already?
It's already been spent.
No,
you use that card?
No.
It's a good card. Go spend. Go use
what?
It.
Go get some.
Go buy what you want.
Some shirts and stuff.
There you are.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Get what you want.
Fly me to South Africa so I can get 17 pairs of shoes.
Five.
No, you wouldn't get 17 pairs of shoes.
You won't get
17
for $500.
Are you kidding me?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
take it.
Just go.
There's five bones in here.
Yeah, and you can go and buy some new clothes for the show. Yeah.
Gift card.
Some cool.
There
some
you
cool
are. So you can look cool. Now he's happy.
Yes!
So this
is the coolest show ever! You have no idea how you just saved my relationship with my wife.
Why?
Because I was about to go spend lots of money because I was going to start to have shoe envy, cloth envy, and I was like...
It's only $500.
Well, I can take $500
and spend that. Which is like one pair of really nice Italian shoes.
It's true.
You have no idea what I will do with this.
It's true. See, he's like me. We make it go a long
way. I know. My wife can buy a whole wardrobe
for $150.
Tattoo, get no tattoos.
Like, you would spend that on one pair of shoes.
I would, yes.
I got a lot of stuff for $500.
Yeah. I couldn't get these guys to spend any money.
We did. They we just didn't spend it the way you did.
You
hey,
didn't
I had to buy a whole other suitcase to bring home what I got. I just didn't drop money like you. I just couldn't do it. It's not in me to do it. Whoops, it's not in me to do it.
I'd have spent like a drunken monkey along
That's what I was doing, man.
Yeehaw! Half the stuff that I bought, it's him going, this is a Diane Byerly thing. Here, this is you. Here, get this. So he like picked out and got almost everything I got because I just couldn't do it.
That's awesome.
I'm just too conservative in the spending.
It's been a great show. I got to go shopping.
So we had a blast. It was a lot of fun. I've never shopped so much in my life.
It was quite fun.
I'm serious. It was like something snapped in me. I went like crazy.
That's been a progression of yours. When you go away like that, you've been starting to do that more.
Yes. And this was
last year you did the same thing, but not over the top like that.
Yeah, I definitely went over the top.
This was.
Do you and your wife need counseling?
No, they had the coolest
stuff there.
Okay, first of all. This was money that was put in an account, you know, because of some royalties or whatever, some Swiss things we had going. No, in South Africa.
Yeah.
It's a hassle to get the money out of the country.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm just going to spend it.
Might as well.
You know, what the heck? Yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm taking money out of our grocery bill or even out of our personal account.
I can just, but you know,
I took it out of
South African money.
The thing is,
holy no IRS people are listening to this show.
She probably wouldn't have cared if you bought 17 pairs of shoes that were on the lower dollar amount. It's the fact that you were just kind of gorging yourself with
high... how many more black pairs of shoes do you need?
You know, because I've been shopping with you guys, and she'll look at me, Mark, you don't need that.
Oh, yeah, well, it's so not a matter of what you need.
Mark. Oh, I know. She's under the delusion that I need any of it.
Yeah. No.
So finally,
I said, you don't need it. Of course I don't need it. I don't need any of it.
She'd be like, Debbie,
just like I don't need five flat screen TVs in my house.
So, Ross, get this. This is what he says one day. He says, you just go off and do your own thing.
Absolutely.
And do that because then you can have a Mark-free day.
No, I wanted a girlfriend day.
And I'm thinking, that's a very nice way to put it in code, saying, I don't want you with me anymore. You girls go away. But he kind of said, then you can have a nice Mark-free day. I knew what you were saying.
I was trying to get rid of you guys because you were giving me crap for buying all my stuff.
Is that when you went and spent all
he did that even when we were there.
Oh, even when I was there. I didn't care. Awesome. I fought them. I fought them all.
There was one final day he was on his own and went crazy.
Awesome.
No, I didn't.
No.
I didn't get anything that day.
So you did. You had bags of stuff that day.
Oh, the last day you guys were by yourself.
No, not that day.
Oh, but you're still there, though.
Next time you need a male counterpart so we can just go.
The last shopping, he went shopping on his own. He sent us in another direction.
Okay. All right, we're taking another break. So if you're actually listening to the show, hoping you're hearing marriage,
forget it.
This show, this is nothing. We are just, you know why? It's our show. We can do whatever we want to do. It's too bad. So we're just catching up on our trip from Africa. We'll be back with more of our nonsense right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Hi, I'm Mark Gunger, and I'm a shopaholic.
First step is admitting it.
Yes, this is true.
So anyway, they must spend a huge portion of their income on clothing. I don't know how they live.
Because they all
had to make $24,000.
But the thing of it is, you can go places because you didn't go places where you could really make your money go far. Your wife and I did. I mean, like, if I could go and buy $12-$18 for a top, I did that. I don't have to spend $120 on a shirt.
Which you see all the dingly dangly Wilma here got.
Jewelry.
You could go out and tan and that stuff. And just leave some serious marks on your body.
Oh, on the jewelry. You know, it would get so hot.
It'd be like
it would
all
sear me.
What? You said what?
If you were to tan.
If I left this on and I went tanning, I'd have the tan cross.
It looked like a tattoo.
Yes. Sear. Terrible.
You know, a lot of cultures, I think, you know, do place a high emphasis on what they spend their money on. Some, it's their cars, you know, and how, you know, up.
But they have a lot of this China shop business there. With they do.
Well, I've never seen anything like it.
Because like we stopped at that maybe one place and we got the boots for $17.
Maybe
you know?
Europe's like that. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, see, guys got stuff. They just didn't spend much money.
I got a bunch of
stuff. What are their homes like, though? Do you know?
I spent a lot of money.
You just got stuff and spent a lot of money on the stuff you got. We got the cheap stuff, which still looks good.
What
and I think that's what a lot of those people...
Normal
some of them big. A lot of them are just smaller.
Some are literally in shacks.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
If I was living in a shack, I could probably do that too.
They'll spend their money on clothes, but they'll
If you're living in a shack and you got, you know, you spend money on clothes.
A lot of those people, I think, go to those China shop places where you can get it real cheap. They don't all go to the Sandton Mall like you did.
Oh, so out of control.
Where they have the big...
I should feel guilty. I don't yet. It'll probably hit me later.
So one thing I've noticed about Gungers, especially my wife, is that they never really feel guilty about that kind of stuff. I've never seen that. Oh, I probably shouldn't have done. Oh, what did I do?
No. Yeah. He didn't feel any of that buyer's remorse at all.
No.
He's not remorseful over what he didn't get.
And it's not like we're independently wealthy. It's just I'm out of control.
Yeah. It was very sad, Ross, to find out that in a lot of stores over there, I am a double XL in size.
She's an Amazon woman.
Me. I'm not that big. I'm not that bad.
Country to make you feel fat.
Seriously.
I mean, I would have bought like 800 shirts.
It's small.
Except they were, you know, for these really
thin.
They're
cut like
me. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all the tailor cut and he can wear those.
Even more.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got one. Real thin
guys. Lynn helped your wife pick out one last year and brought it back. They're very
tailored. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I need more of a burrito.
Yeah.
You need a pumpkin.
No, I need to go to the expectant mothers section.
Maternity
if you ever
section.
Try to dress a pumpkin, the neck on that thing.
I probably would have been fine at the maternity section.
Yes.
The neck on a pumpkin. Is this on the stem? Yeah. And then you've got to wrap the body. What size is your neck? Oh, 15 and a half. What size is your chest? Let's not go there.
Pumpkin. He wears pumpkin size.
Yes.
I'm a pumpkin.
Tent.
So anyway.
Once we got him out of the malls, we actually did. We did a lot of shopping, but we got him out of the mall and
talk
did
to
other
me about
things
food.
Besides.
Food. Oh, the food.
That's the two things. Clothing and food.
And food was really cheap.
Yes.
That was cheap.
Mm-hmm. Food was? Mm-hmm.
Dude, you could take six people. Killer. I mean, everybody just ordering whatever they want, mm-hmm. and it was $150.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really reasonable.
And that's with a high-end bottle of wine on top of it. I mean, it was crazy.
We ate ourselves into oblivion.
You didn't buy
oblivion.
Any watches then either, did you?
So you I bought a taser.
What?
I bought a taser.
He did.
It's kind of the same thing. He tells time and...
He bought a taser and he bought samurai swords. What more do you want when you come back from Africa?
I saw those. Were you?
Yeah, you missed this.
Tell me it's not the real deal.
I can take Ross out with this. Of course, it's the real deal.
No way.
Hi-ya!
It's blunt.
Hi-ya. You don't want to give me a sharp sword.
Keep him away from the sharp objects.
All right, we'll be more with Insanity right after this break.
Let me see that beast.
She's got every quality.
I saw the store. Metrosexual menswear for Ross.
Sexual store. Mall in Cape Town.
They probably have some killer suits in there, by the way.
They had killer in all of these men's
all
shops.
All the stuff.
It was like their men's stores were 4-1.
You'd have been in a coma. You would have just been in a coma. I'm telling you, the whole country was a Ross Allen Skorzewski
shopping
coma.
Why am I in Green Bay?
I don't know.
It's quite fun.
It's because it's so warm and pleasant.
Oh, yeah. It actually has been. Since
apparently,
you've been gone,
your previous trips to South Africa, you didn't do this shopping this way. You didn't know that they had all this stuff? You hadn't been out doing that or what?
No, we never shopped like that. I don't know why. I don't know what the heck. And we wouldn't if it hadn't been for me. I was the one who kept going back and all that stuff.
The first week in Cape Town, the hotel was just like you walked to the mall. So it was just such easy access. And I think
that got stuff right away then.
On a roll. You got on a roll there, and then we had to find more malls when we got up to Johannesburg.
It's just never in my life have I been that crazy on stuff like that.
We go to lunch at a place in a mall, and he has to find shoes someplace across from the lunch place in the mall.
I did, didn't I?
You did.
Hey, smell this.
It's coffee.
I'm not looking at you.
We had to get cough medicine. He texts us. Pick up some cough medicine for me. So this is what we get from Clicks, which is like Walgreens.
That's cough medicine.
Be careful.
No, it's really invigorating. It's
fresh. But Lexina, you're the guy that's spitting out deer poo.
No, it's got this like freshly minted.
Dude, that smells like glue.
It smells
like turpentine.
Yeah.
It smells like turpentine.
It's terrible.
It tastes like turpentine.
And it's cough really medicine.
Good.
Yuck.
You like
you're
that?
Crazy.
Absolutely.
Just sniffing it. Like.
He's over there snorting it like cocaine over there.
Oh my gosh. I took one little smell of that and blech, it's terrible.
I
Hold on here.
Because I needed some cough syrup. Mm-hmm.
Are you really going to try it?
Yep.
He's going to drink it. Ugh. Or he's just going to taste it. Yuck. Oh, yuck. It's nasty. We need smell-o-vision so people can smell it.
We need smell-o-vision. Mark Gunger, we need a scratch and sniff, sniff show.
Okay, that's why I like it.
It actually...
You see what's on there? On the very bottom?
Turpentine. What?
Turpentine.
Well, not only that.
It actually says it's gum of turpentine.
Ethyl alcohol.
Oh, that's nothing. Alcohol, man. I'm telling you guys, when I
can smell it over here. It smells
when
it's
I took
terrible.
When I give tell Nancy to smell
she
it.
She can smell it. She can smell it because I can smell it over here.
Come on, Nancy.
I can't imagine swallowing that stuff. Whew.
That's just nasty.
I want to put a little dab behind my ears and go home and say, hey, baby, I'm your cure.
Yuck.
What ails you today?
It's turpentine. It
nasty.
Smells so bad.
It's so bad.
So anyway, when I took the first teaspoon of it, I freaked. I thought, oh my gosh, this has got to be like something to strip, you know, like fingernail
yeah,
polish or something
yeah.
like that. I just poisoned myself.
Acetate, right?
Mm-hmm. And I quick look at it, and no, it's for coughs. I thought, really?
It's terrible.
It is the worst tasting, worst smelling cough medicine
but
ever known to man.
Did it take your
the
cough
remedy,
away?
What does it do? Does it
I don't know. I think you get so sick from smelling and tasting it that you forget to cough.
To cough. That's placebo.
This is more of a placebo effect. You like my African shirt? It's very white.
No, I don't. It looks like someone just took off a big old.
Okay, you guys are listening. You got to go on and watch this.
Tabletop.
This is the most horrible looking, loud
most
African-y
thing.
So with my samurai sword, I got my cultures all messed up. I got a
samurai. Samurai
shirt.
African.
So anyway, I got these big samurai swords and everything, all from this Chinese place,
mm-hmm.
and it was like nothing. So then I saw a couple of, because we're going on safari.
Yeah.
And they had these binoculars. And I thought, well, the boys are going to get, I'll give them to the boys when we come back. Of course, they got all these. So I've got to get the biggest,
largest, most powerful.
Largest, most powerful. Because they're all so cheap. It was like 10 bucks. It was insane. Okay. So again, these things are so powerful. You can hardly see anything. So the boys will never use it because
the elephant's 2 miles away. Yes, it's a male. It's a male.
Right?
I mean, they were great to have on safari.
It was
kind of neat
on safari because you were like right up there.
Yeah.
You know, but
the boys will never be able to find anything.
It's so focused. It's
like, wow. Look down the block and you can see the church.
Yeah.
God, it was crazy.
They were quite powerful.
Oh,
but they worked really well on safari. Okay, you have to tell them the safari story about driving on safari and our endless adventure. The endless day. I'm getting
Good Lord.
It doesn't sound like a good experience.
No, it's a story.
Oh, so everybody says, you know, the Kruger National Park.
Yeah.
How long is it there? 4 hours, 4.5 hours.
How long does it take to get to the Kruger? 4.5 hours. Everybody said that. We heard it over and over. It only takes about 4.5 hours to get there.
Okay, African time is always very different. They have lots of time.
No, it's not the time. The time was good. It was the African distance.
But Kruger National Park is like Canada.
It's 600 miles from that gate.
So it's a big yo mama park.
600 miles.
Dude, it's like how many states put together? I mean, it's crazy huge.
Yes.
So it's 4.5 hours to the very bottom of where it starts.
And then it's another 600 miles
another,
to go.
It was like another 4 hours to get to our gate. So it was like an 8 to 10 hour day.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It took us like 10 hours to drive.
Oh,
what we thought was 4.5 hours.
No, most of it was highway.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. No, we got in the gate, and then it was dark, and we're driving around these dirt roads in the Kruger with the wild animals.
I've been there. I mean, not in South Africa.
Did you see
Africa,
the tented pictures?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
In the tented camp place?
Oh, you didn't see the camp that we stayed at?
I don't know if I did or did.
It was like a 1900s.
Oh, that one, yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought it was that
night.
That
was cool.
So, they have these, you can take a shower out in the wild. You know, it's blocked off enough that other people can't see you, but. Still,
it's open to the wild.
Yeah. So, and this is not fenced in areas. Actual, the animals everywhere.
Game reserve? Isn't it a game reserve or just a big park?
A big park, like from here to Canada.
I understand.
It's massive, and there's
hunting
wild
nothing like that.
Animals.
No, there's no hunting on that.
It's a reserve, in essence.
Yeah.
Okay,
but wild animals everywhere.
I mean, like the elephants, everything is like right there by your.
I mean, they could kill you. I mean, first thing you do is you got to sign a thing that you might get killed.
A waiver.
Too bad. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Indemnity for
first thing.
First thing, literally, we just stepped out of the car. So please sign these forms.
Yeah. So I thought it's a little cold. It was because it's winter there. But how often do you shower in the jungle, right? So I got to try it. So I'm out there buck naked taking a shower. And all of a sudden, all these seeds start pelting down from me from the tree. And I'm thinking, what the heck? There wasn't seeds falling before. You know, I wasn't thinking much, and there wasn't any wind. I couldn't think. So Debbie comes over, and she's laughing, and she's pointing off. She's on the other side of the door. I'm going, what? She opens up. There's a monkey throwing stuff at you.
Are you serious?
The monkey was sitting right up on top.
That's so this amazing.
Monkey. You're not exposed. You know, standing there buck naked. And this monkey's whipping stuff at you. Doink, doink, doink. Hey, good night, stupid monkey. Oh, it was hilarious.
That's pretty awesome. Wild.
So anyway.
I want to go back to Africa.
It was great fun. It was fabulous. So but so, that's all this. Is there anything else? Silly, stupid things? What else?
Oh, there's other stories. I'm not sure which ones you want to share on the air.
I had a great Dumb and Dumber moment.
No.
Oh, dude, it's hilarious.
It depends on which part of the movie you're talking
about. Oh, yeah.
You know the one where he takes the laxative?
Yes.
He's in the bathroom?
Yeah. And you hear stomach going. So we're at these people's house, okay? I don't know what set it off, but I'm sitting there. All of a sudden, I can hear my stomach going. And I'm like,
he was percolating.
Oh my God. Percolating. I'm saying she could hear it.
He's sitting at the table.
It was so
and I'm going,
loud. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Embarrassing.
So yeah. And I didn't know if anybody was hearing it. So finally, I said, well, you know, is there a bathroom here? And you're hoping they're going to say, yeah, you know, go down, you know, 3 miles to the south. And, you know, but no. They
it's
go,
right off the living room.
Oh, yeah.
It's like right there.
It's right there.
It's like, here's the table.
You're like eating.
Bathroom.
You're like eating right here, okay?
And that's right there. That's
and the bathroom's like right
it's
there.
Like that.
Yeah. By the way, do you have any reading material?
So I go into the bathroom and I close. Of course, you can hear mosquitoes flying by in the other room. You can hear everything. No. So I thought, well, I can't go in here. So I'm like, I was like, oh, I had to hold. I thought I was going to die, man. Finally, got back to the.
I wouldn't have went either.
Oh, dude! I finally got back to the hotel, and sat on the toilet for an hour. Oh, it was horrible. I was in so much pain. Seriously, listen. If you invite people over to your house and they ask to use the toilet, you don't put them in the toilet 3 feet from the table.
They didn't realize people. You were having Dumb and Dumber moments.
Oh, I don't care. Even still, even if you just wanted to relieve yourself of gas, you're going to go in there. You know, it's like, what?
How do you re-enter the room?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, it's me.
And you know, if there's any odor, it's going to flood right out there with the burgers and everything else you're eating. Like, oh!
He's sitting at the table and he goes, oh my gosh, it's almost 10 o'clock. We got to go.
We got to go. I did. And I'm hitting Deb. Okay, we got to go.
It's she's time.
She's like, what is this problem? Come on. Well, listen, we really had a good time. We had a great time. God bless y'all. Oh my gosh. Dude, I thought I was going to die.
And we don't have a car there, so everybody's driving us everywhere. So the guy is driving us 20 minutes back to the hotel. So as soon as we
faster.
Get out, he shuts the door. He starts telling us the whole story.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
I thought Deb was going to have to spend the night with Diane that night. Because oh my.
You can come in my room if you want.
It was horrifying.
Oh my.
And on that enlightening thought. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Oh, my God.
He's a pastor, best-selling author, and popular marriage speaker. He's Mark Gunger, bringing you hard-hitting and honest marriage advice.
Hey, look who's here.
Hi.
It's Debbie Gunger. Oh, it's a birthday thing. That's right, it's Diane's birthday today. This is the absolutely most worthless show we've ever done in our lives.
That's so sweet.
That's the power of love.
The power of love, there you are. At least your wife loves me. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you.
57 for today.
Stop.
And
last
an extra
night.
Large.
Hey, Debbie, come here.
Last night you told me that you thought I was only 43. Now,
look,
come on.
Look at this picture of Maya. Come here. Come here. Look at this picture of Maya.
Put it on camera.
You're gonna put it on camera.
Can we see it? Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, look at her.
Hocus.
There.
Okay. Hey, that's my baby girl.
Look at her.
Who does that look like, Debbie Gunger?
Who does that look like?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Who do you think it looks like?
You. It
looks like you.
No. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
This is you.
Make that face.
First she looks like one grandma, then she looks
no,
like
no, no. No, what's really funny about it, you know, because she's, Debbie's still getting, you know, recovering from the chemo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So her hair is about that long. So yeah. Look again. Come on.
Zoom.
Yeah.
That's you.
That's not my dude.
Have you seen the most beautiful girl?
I said, oh my gosh, there's Debbie. Yeah. Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Aww.
That's our granddaughter. She's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you listen to the Mark Gunger Show.
Diane's now 42.
Diane is 76.
Extra large in South Africa. It was double X.
Did Debbie do that?
Double X.
Did my wife do that for you?
Yes. That's what I said. She's
thoughtful.
Me. You too. You don't even tell me
cares.
Happy birthday.
I forgot.
Happy birthday.
What do I care?
And look what she does. She's so sweet.
She is sweet.
I just spent my birthday with you two schlocks.
I hate sweet people because they make me look
loud.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. I've been gone from home for 4.5 weeks. I come home and I have to spend my birthday doing this with you.
That was your birthday present.
It was a really nice birthday present.
Hey, look, they even got
cupcakes. I know. See, she's all so right. Sweet. Flowers, right. Balloon, cupcakes.
It looked like red velvet.
Happy birthday.
Wow.
Good for you. Fabulous. Yeah. It's the Wilma Flintstone birthday.
Your gift is sitting with us today doing this show.
Oh,
doing
yeah.
This show.
That's what I wanted.
Which is accomplishing absolutely nothing.
Okay, you have to tell them the other story before we run out of time. The guy who stood up and yelled at you.
Oh!
You must share that story.
Okay, so let's get to yes. So anyway, we're in South Africa. We're not there to go shopping, although that's pretty much all I did.
We didn't go on safari. We did actually work.
We didn't go on safari, but that was just...
We really did work some of the days.
2 days. Okay, so most of it, you know, we were doing these conferences.
Yes.
And he preached almost every Sunday.
Yeah, I preached someplace. And we're talking thousands. Remember, I'm very popular there for some bizarre reason. My DVD was the number one selling DVD. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it still is or not, but it's still way up there. Mm-hmm. Okay. So thousands of people would come out to hear me. I mean, it was crazy. Yeah. It was like, people actually care I'm here? I mean,
yeah.
Because in the United States, they're not nearly as excited about it.
They don't really care about it.
I mean, my average crowd in the States for a conference is 600 people. There it's thousands, mm-hmm. You know.
Wow.
So anyway, I'm talking to this church about singles.
Yep.
Because, you know how me, I'm for young marriage. Don't wait so stinking long. And I'm on people in the States here because our average age here for guys, what, 28 now? 26,
yeah, 27, 28.
Well, in Africa, I've never seen anything like it. These guys, Ross,
mid-30s.
33, 35, 38, 42, 45, not even a girlfriend, dude. They're not even dating. I'm talking Christians in the church.
Yep.
I mean, we're at that one church in Cape Town. I'm talking to these guys. These guys are all in mid-30s. Yep. Like, man, are you guys gay? What is it with you guys? What the heck?
They're not even dating. They're not. They don't have girlfriends. They're not seriously thinking forward or anything.
So I finally asked them, I said, don't you guys have problems with sexual temptation? Oh, yeah, it's a big problem here.
Duh.
What do you think?
Duh.
Bunch of morons, man. What the heck? These guys in Africa. I love Africa. And I've told that their churches are so far ahead of us.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of spiritual energy and stuff. Yeah. America, we're heathens here. But I mean,
but
if there's one issue where you guys are really off,
it's
this insanity.
Yeah.
You guys are waiting. So I said, you're 40 years old. You're half dead.
Yep.
Sexually speaking, you're 3/4 dead. You know how I go off on it.
Right.
So anyway, this guy gets up. There's probably
on a Sunday.
It was
night,
a Sunday
right?
night.
Sunday
yeah.
night.
He was doing the Sunday night.
5,000 people there. I don't know.
Yeah.
He gets up and starts screaming at me. You're wrong, Mark Gunger. You're wrong. I'm 45 years old,
he's standing up
and he's waving at me. You're wrong. And I said, sit down and shut up. shut up. Says I'm yelling at him.
You really were saying that?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sit down, shut up.
I don't care what you have to say.
I don't care what you have to say.
He didn't sit down and shut up.
Sit down. Well, finally he did. Okay, and then I kept egging the guy on from
there. Of course he did. Well, you want to be like him?
You want to be Mr. 45-year-old single guy?
He's 45 years old.
He's 45.
He's standing up shouting, I'm 45 years old and I'm a prestigious man in charge of the singles ministry at
my
church.
I'm a great, respected man. You're a nutcase is what you are.
Did you get any flack?
Oh, then he started screaming again. So sit down, shut up. Third time he gets up, he starts heading towards the stage.
That'd have been awesome.
Well, the security guys grab him and drag him out of the building, you know, so what a moron.
I'm a prestigious man in the church.
So,
You're wrong.
So we're all just like, oh my gosh.
You're wrong, Mark. Like... He's been talking to Diane. Yes, no.
Yes, no.
Yes, no. You're wrong, Mark Gunger. Yes, no. All right. We'll be back. We'll tell you more about it right after this break.
Oh, Lord.
Sign up for Mark's newsletter for your chance to win a Kindle Fire. Visit laughyourway.com.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, where we're not talking about anything. This is an hour of your life you'll never get back again if you're watching or listening to the show today, because it has no redeeming value whatsoever. We're talking about our trip from Africa. So here I'm talking to these churches, single people. Good Lord. 40 years old.
And they think it's okay.
Yep.
Well, then, you know, one church got real upset because some of their girls got sad. Well, I may never have a baby. So they're yelling at me. Well, you told them they may never have a baby. You're yelling at me. They're 40 years old.
Are the girls the same way then? So they're 30 and single too.
Yeah, they're all just...
Demographic-wise, though, within the church, what's the ratio of men to women?
It was singles? Pretty even
real
over there.
Even. So that's a lot of men and a lot of young men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, it's the largest concentration of drop-dead gorgeous single women I've ever seen
and
in my
men,
life.
And men, by the way.
Outside of Vancouver?
And guys.
And men, gorgeous.
Girl, it's like Vancouver on steroids.
Wow.
And I said, you can't find a wife out of this pool? Are you kidding me?
She's like my sister.
So I literally said to them, I said, in one church, I said, look, either God has done a great grace of work of grace in your heart, or you're gay. I mean,
I'm sure that went over real well.
Oh my gosh, they laughed hysterically, but I'm sure somebody got ticked. Everywhere I went, someone was getting mad at me. Whenever I talk about the marriage stuff, nobody ever gets mad at me.
This was all when you talked about the
single
stuff.
It's a single stuff because you're getting at the root. See, the church loves to fix broken people. What we don't like to do is stop the breaking.
Yes.
That's our problem. So we spend all our time fixing broken people instead of building healthy lives.
Yeah.
So as long as you're fixing broken people, everybody claps, oh, pastor, thank you, oh, you're fixing broken people. When you turn around and say, quit doing this stupid stuff, not to get mad at you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I said, you guys waiting that long? And then I said this. I said, okay, I'm not cussing. This is a theological question. And I looked at him and said, what the hell? What the hell are you doing? Because your thinking comes straight from hell.
Yes.
What the hell? You're 45 years of age and you still haven't gotten a girlfriend.
It's crazy.
What's just out of curiosity, 45 years old, no girlfriend, you say that there's a struggle with sexual temptation. What's
because they're still looking at porn and masturbating and feeling up their girlfriends. And
is there a large demographic?
Very large population.
There is.
Very large. And it's legal over there. Not just civil unions, but it's legal gay marriages.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of gays. Gee, I can't imagine why.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not kidding. Either God has done a great work of... Look, they're either really struggling with sexual sin and not obeying the Bible because it said if you're struggling with sexual sin, get married.
Right.
So you're either struggling with sexual sin, God has done a great work of grace in your life and you're not having a problem, or you are gay. What the heck? And you know, the biggest losers are these girls.
Yes.
Because you know what's going to happen? As soon as a 38-year-old finally decides, yeah, I'm going to get married now after something like me yelling at him,
yep.
You think you're going to marry one of the 35-year-old girls?
Heck no.
They jump back in the 20-year-old pool.
Sure they do.
So what they're going to have, and I know some of you Africans listening to me right now, you girls, just get comfortable being single. Seriously, I know you're going to cry your eyes out for the next day or two hearing this, but just get over it. Just get comfortable being single. Because those boys that you're... you women should not tolerate this. You should get these guys to grow up, for heaven's sakes.
So they're
38.
Huh? Are the pastors getting a clue now that you're saying this? Are they going to hop on this bandwagon too?
He came in and dropped the bomb, man. And the
overwhelmingly,
churches that we were
at. One pastor got mad at me. Not mad.
He wasn't mad.
He was critical.
It bothered him girls were crying and upset after.
Yeah, but he is creating this problem.
Correct.
I'm not creating this.
You're just
because here's the thing that ticked me off. What is that pastor? I didn't have a chance to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to ask him, what are you going to tell him in 10 years from now? Because right now they're 35.
Yeah.
You're still going to promise that Jesus is going to bring him a husband. What are you going to tell him in 10 more years, Pastor? Now you're going to have a gobs of single girls, 45. Because I promise you, nobody's going to marry these girls.
Maybe get married. Maybe
nobody's going to marry them.
The children.
On rare occasions.
Well, older guys will marry them, but then, you know, are they going to have children when these guys are in their 50s marrying
someone? So right now you can still get away with this, but when they're 45, don't get mad at me. They're going to be mad at you. All right, we'll try and have a normal show next show. See you. Bye.
Bye, bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.